Okay, next item.
The other pulled item is 132. Appoint Aubrey Alverson, Marcia Suttonberg, Suzanne LeGrand, and reappoint Amy Samara, Shabri Vickers, and Rebecca Naga to the Human Rights Commission.
Okay, did someone want to speak on this item? Come on up.
Good morning, Council.
Good morning.
My name is Stephen Entwistle. I represent the Healing Man Sanctuary. I represent Individuals for Justice. I represent 100 million friends, and I am a whistleblower for the less fortunate here in Portland. Let's rewind 6 months back. The people that were in Chapman Square, the people that were out in front of City Hall, that have a right to protest grievances against its own government. There was a young man named Nigel, really smart kid, okay? I couldn't call him a kid. He was an adult, but he's a really nice guy, and he was sharp. And he was really interested in the Healing Man Sanctuary, and he was excited. He wanted to work with me on it, and he wanted to work on my mayor's campaign also, because I'm running for mayor. And anyway, he's a young black male, and he was my friend. The city, in your desperate attempt to drive out the remaining folks in Chapman Square before the new year, you sent out some paid police informants to go out and harass the individuals out there to get them out. Okay. Some of these folks had medical histories that only I didn't even know. Okay, but we know now. And some of these medical histories, somebody had cancer, lung cancer. Another person had a bad heart. Another person had some mental issues. And what this council did, and they know who did it, they would data mine the information to find out the medical records and go out and harass and bam blast people in public in order to get them to move on because they didn't want them around. Well, we found out that Nigel had a bad heart. Okay, he's been in a coma for over 6 months. I don't know. I don't even know if he's even alive right now. And I'm holding back his last name in order to respect his family. But this was brought on by the city council, paid for by the city council. And here you talk about how well you're doing for the black community here in Portland. I think it's a disgrace, and I think you guys need to be caught in what you're doing. This person, Sondra Harmon.
Hey, you're done.
Okay,
you're
no, done. I'm not done. Sondra Harmon.
Time is
okay,
up.
Sondra Harmon has
a storage unit.
Okay, your time's up. Thank you.
A storage unit.
No, we have to let someone else speak now. So, Charles, you're welcome. Come on.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, but I do hope that you'll have a chance for Mr. Entwistle to relate his information about Sondra Harmon and some of the people.
Well, we're here about people being appointed to the Human Rights Commission, so it would be probably helpful to us if you spoke about
yes.
that.
Well, the Human Rights Commission is very concerned with the fact that sweeps kill. All these newly appointed or really appointed commissioners are concerned with that issue. But I'm up here because the public should know that these new commissioners would welcome them to the Human Rights Commission meeting, which is today. When you all run long, it means I get to the Human Rights Commission meeting late. So these fantastic people who are volunteering their time to serve on the Human Rights Commission would like to have everyone in this room, if they wish, come this afternoon to the Commonwealth Building on 6th Avenue and go up to the city-owned offices on the fifth floor and engage with other citizens who are volunteering to try and give advice and information to the city. And here's somebody who's an expert on this topic. So the Human Rights Commissioners that are named here and continuing ones like Sam, who's also a park ranger, and Dayala Bennett, are engaging really on the cutting edge of race relations in this city, interfacing with Don't Shoot Portland and the newly elected NAACP leader. So I want to thank everyone that's on the Human Rights Commission and the time that you put into recruiting that, and even encourage y'all to drop in occasionally, because sometimes the Human Rights Commission has discussions in their public meetings about their level of interaction with the city commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Director James, good morning.
Good morning. Hadn't planned on being here. Director of the Office of Equity and Human Rights, Dante James. Just speaking to the appointment and reappointment of the individuals to the Human Rights Commission, I would just urge that I would urge your vote in the affirmative for all of them. They've been working, at least the ones who have been on the Human Rights Commission, have been working very hard, certainly as it relates to the DOJ settlement and the COAB, working on human trafficking issues and CPRC and police community relations. So I think they have, in fact, been doing a good deal of work and pushing the envelope and working hard above and beyond sometimes what we might even be expecting of them. So I would encourage your affirmative vote for their appointment.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else?
Then I move the report.
Then second on that motion, please. Any further discussion? Roll call on accepting the report, please.
Fritz. Many thanks to these wonderful volunteers who put in enormous quantities of hours being an independent voice for citizens. I have in the past dropped in on some of the meetings. However, the presence of a city commissioner tends to deflect some of the conversation or distract from some of the conversation, and it's really important that the Human Rights Commission be independent and be able to say whatever they want to say, which they do. And I agree with Director James that I very much appreciate those who have volunteered for even more time volunteering to serve our citizens by serving on the Community Oversight Advisory Board for the Department of Justice Settlement Agreement. Aye.
Fish?
Commissioner Fritz, I want to echo your comments. And Marcia Suttenberg approached me a while ago saying she had an interest in this position. I'm delighted that she was selected. I think she's going to be a great asset. But I note in the cover sheet that she's replacing Kyle Bussey. And Kyle has been a terrific chair. He's the first chair since I've served on the council who actually set up a regular check-in with my office and other offices to keep them connected to the work of the commission. And that is on, and he has a full-time day job as a busy civil rights lawyer. So in addition to his volunteer service, he met with commissioners, maintained open dialogue. I thought he did a terrific job. And so I hope, Director James, we have a chance at some point to thank him for his service. But we welcome the new members, and in particular, I want to welcome Marcia Suttenberg. Hi.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank the new members for signing up for duty and also the reappointed members. And as Commissioner Fish just said, I'd also like to thank Kyle Bussey for his outreach to us and for his service as chair. Hi.
Novick?
I also thank Kyle Bussey for his hard work and appreciate the willingness of these folks to serve. Aye.
Hales.
You know, I got to talk a little bit last week about how Portland is in some ways different, in some profound ways different from other places, and I think we're all proud of those differences. And one of them is that this very strong reliance on citizens in really demanding volunteer jobs to highlight issues, craft policy, and in many cases actually make site-by-site decisions on the changes of the city. And we think that's normal here. It's actually not normal in the United States. And in fact, it's much less true in the state of Oregon than it used to be. The state used to rely much more on volunteer commissions. And in many cases, they've drifted to being a little bit more like an advisory board and a little less like a governing or policy-making commission. And we still, with the Planning and Sustainability Commission, the Landmarks Commission, and the Design Commission, and the Human Rights Commission, and so on, we actually try to give our citizens who volunteer the opportunity to really shape things. And that's still a formidable commitment on their part. But I think one of the best things about this process is that not only do we find people who are willing and passionate, but then they actually have power. And I think that's a really important part of who we are as a city, and I want to celebrate that and these folks who are willing to stand up and exercise that power. Thank you very much. Aye.